Lot to do. Okay, let's start. We gotta organize what the Shabbaton. I think we're gonna have May 5th probably, and next week, not this week, next week we'll have to have a lunch. Okay, I want to start the Gemara. Lamed Gimel and Aleph. It's a whole new sugya, very important. And Matthew, let's see the Gemara. You read the Gemara. Look at the Tana Rabbanan, guys. It's a very, very important topic by the two dots rather, where it says Noktum Rosho, and this is the topic called Dichui. It's hard really to translate the word dichui. I was thinking of a good way before shir, as I was preparing in the library. What word is a good word for dichui? I don't want to say the word tainted. Let's call it pushed off, okay?
Rejected, no?
Yeah, rejected, I think, is a better word. Okay, very good, Matthew. Rejected. So is there a topic? This is a topic called dichui. If something's rejected, a chefsa, is it always rejected or not? That's this sugi called ein dichui. Okay, is it called dich or ain't dich? So the Gemara has a shy. Let's see inside. Okay, let's see inside the Gemara. Go ahead. What do you say?
Where do you have
Let's start from the boy. The shy in the Gemara. The Gemara says, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yeah, let's see inside, guys. Go ahead.
Or boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Rabbi Yirmiyah had a shy. Boy is a shy. Go ahead.
Not tomorrow,
Shomer, Yom Tov,
tomorrow, Yom Tov, Mahu.
Right, so Erev Yom Tov was plucked off the top, and then lo and behold, a Kadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, and the date was grown on Yontif, and the blossom, the flower blossom. I want to remind you, everyone should say the Birkas Ilanos, fruit tree that blossoms. Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel Beis. Today's the last day to say it. Shosh Chodesh, but it's still the last day of Nissan. Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel Beis. When you say a fruit tree that blossoms, you're supposed to say the bracha. So Beis Hashem, I'm going to say it with my family later in the afternoon. Very important. Some Rishonim, some Achronim say it's Ma'akev after Nissan. I'm sure there's one on the other side of the heights you could find.
There's one by them.
Okay, good. So what's the Shaila? Mahu? Go ahead. Yesh what? Yesh what?
Yesh dichu mitzvahs. Hello.
Oh, so the question is, so what's the question? The question is whether there's a din of rejection in mitzvahs. So the way Rashi puts it very beautifully, I want you to get this down, that there's such an institution by Kachim. That exists. Question is, do we expand it to call it Torah Kulu to mitzvahs? Okay? That's the way Rashi puts it very beautifully. This institution of rejection of dichui might only be found by Kachim. The question is, does it also apply to mitzvahs as well? And that's the Shiloh, and that's the way Rashi puts it very beautifully. Okay? Now, please get that, because in Shas, it's only found by Kachim. Questions, do you apply it by mitzvahs? Now, that's how Rashi puts it here in Dibur Maskil Yesh and Dibur Maskil Man. He always kinds of say that it's always an issue of what by Kachim. The question is, do you apply it to mitzvahs or not? That's the Shaila. I want you to know how Rashi learns up this Shaila. Now, the Russian Moy Katon, please get it down, adds a Svara. The Russian Moy Katon in Perek Gimel, in Eil Magachan Simen Sadi Vav, says he thinks that there's good reason to say there's no Dichui in mitzvahs outside of Kachim. And what's that good reason? Because Lamaisa, a person is Mechuyiv to do a mitzvah. If it's pushed off now, that's fine. But now that it's what? Now that it's fine, go ahead and do it. You know, if I would ask you on a conceptual level to talk about the topic of dichui, I would think it only deals with objects, with chafatzim. This chafetz is rejected. Okay, so by karbonis, I focus on the chefsa. So on karbonis, I could say this chefsa is rejected. It's always rejected. But when you try to talk about the realm of mitzvahs, who's mechuyev in mitzvahs? Not inanimate objects. Who's mechuyev in mitzvahs? People are mechuyev in mitzvahs. So at one time, this chefsa might have been rejected vis-a-vis the gavra. Okay, fine. But now it's not rejected. So go ahead and do it. So there's a very good realm. There's a very good svar to say that the notion of dichu should be limited to kachim, should not apply to mitzvahs. But I want you to get that Rashi in the rush. That's how we're posing the Shaila Lamaisa in the what? In the Gemara. And when we get to Amud Beis, not today, when we get to Amud Beis, we'll have to put it all together, because you certainly can note, and Rashi already says this, we're going to see it today, Blinetta, with the Tosis, that there's a notion called Dichui Mikara, and there's a notion called Nira Venitcha. Dichui Mikara means it starts in the ballpark bad, and Nira Venitcha means it started off good, and then it got bad. Okay? In fact, I want you to get this line down also as well of the Ritva. The Ritva I gave you, the Ritva makes a kol shekein, which I believe makes a lot of sense. And dear Moscow boy, what it's much more mistaber to apostle something in venira venitcha. What is a rejection? A rejection? A rejection is a rejection when you're in the ballpark and then you get rejected. If nira venitcha is a dichui, right? If nira venitcha is a dichui, alach lo maisa, that's much more easy to apostle than what something that never was roi. Meaning to say, if you're going to say that a dichui miikar is a dichui, then how much more so will you say nir v'nidcha? I want you to get that down in your notes. Doesn't it make a lot of sense? I mean, if you're going to say someone dichui miikar, someone who's, let's say in the state of Illinois, 16 is a driver's license. At the age of 15, you're going to say he's already disqualified. He's not even in the realm of 16. So if you're going to say in the realm of 15 is already puzzle, and that you call a rejection, so how much more so when you get to 16 it's a rejection? That's how the Ritva notes it. So, Lamaisa, Rashi makes a R here. I want you to read the Rashi inside here, Matthew. Read the Rashi inside, okay? Let's read the Rashi's inside from the also.
The Ritva is saying that.
The Ritva is saying if you say.
If it's in the ballpark and then it's rejected Kavachomer if it never got in the ballpark.
No. He's saying if Dichwi Mikara is called a rejection where you weren't even in the ballpark, so how much more so when you're in the ballpark, it's near. Is Venitka will be a Dichwi?
Wouldn't. The traditional, conventional logic be the opposite?
No.
Something that was good and then what got bad is bad, kavachomer, something that was never good.
No, because you never were in the realm. So if you're never in the realm, don't give me rejections.
So you're not.
It wasn't in the realm.
Exactly.
No, but the word is. I'm glad he asked me that. But if you're not in the realm, don't pilple me the rejections. It's not a rejection. Look at when you get to the ballpark. Are you good or not? I could care less what happened when the guy's 15, right? That's the svar. You're asking good, but that's the svar of the Ritva. So you got to get the Rashi, the Rosh, and this Ritva. Please get it. Right off the bat, okay? Now, let's read the Rashi inside. One sec, Alvin. Let's read the Rashi inside. Go ahead, Matthew. Read the Rashi also about tomorrow. Okay, guys, let's see inside. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Go ahead. Also about tomorrow.
Yom Tov, or also about tomorrow. Come in tomorrow. Kena Nimsa, Bale Arava.
Excellent.
Ba'alin, Dabu, come in Priyarok, Bitsovin, Bo Hanoshim, Letziv.
A lot of times they're what? They're Dovakim in Pri, they're green, and they use it for rouge, the women. Go ahead. See Fayim. They use their scarves. They do their See Fayim usually means scarves, but also means for, yeah, okay. I think it means scarves. They color their scarves. Go ahead.
Also,
so what does he say?
After you tie
they grow them. Also when they're detached. So even if it's negat, so the question is, why does Rashi say negat? I want to hold that, Rashi. So keep it in your mind so we'll get to the Rashi on the bottom. Okay? Rashi seems to say the ballpark begins with Misha negat. I mean, why should that be? The ballpark really should begin when Yontif begins. Okay? Go ahead. Yesh dichui.
Yesh kilomar no heges toras dichui etz mitzvos.
It was good and then it got bad. Amros.
Amros yitcha. The two lo hadar chazit.
It's further no good. Nir v'nitcha is bad. Hachanami.
Hachanami hol v'nitcha kshenoktam to lo hadar mechzeh ba'aliyas tomorrow.
Right, so it's never going to be good. Vashta, so it seems to be he's mixing two together, right?
Yeah.
By Karbonis, he said nir v'nitcha. In this case, it's a dichu mikarav. Go ahead, Vashta. So he notes that. He says that at this point in the Gemara, we don't care about differentiating between the two, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. The high. Yeah, so in other words, it's very interesting. Rashi already notes there's no real difference at all between Nira Venicha and Dichim Yikar at this point in the Gemara. Interesting. Okay, good. That's the Shiloh. Okay, let's see Vaitu in the Gemara. Go ahead. Says the Gemara. So this is a very interesting Shiloh. Okay, we got it? Okay, let's go. Go ahead. What do you say? Now, I want you to get one more Nakuda. Nakuda, we mentioned very briefly, quickly on Thursday. This institution is the Arisa of the Rabbanan. Machloikis. You got to know this. Definitely by Karbonis, it's the Arisa. But the Bnei Yeshua says, I don't like the extension from Kachim to Chulin. Because generally, we don't extend from Kachim to Chulin. This whole thing is the Rabbanan. And so says the Bach. So the Pnei Yeshua in the Bach said, this whole sig is the Rabbanan. The Taz says, I'm sorry. This is a legitimate Suffolk min HaTorah. You must know this Machlaikis. Okay? Very important Machlaikis. He says, I would about Chulin normally own country. Okay, that's generally. But here, Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying, not that way. And the Gemara is saying, we want to treat it on a very serious level. And the Taz said, the Suffolk is whether compared to Karbanas or not. Generally, you're right. Chulin, we don't compare to Kachim. But Lamaisa, that's in the realm of animals, Lamaisa. But here, when talking about mitzvahs, maybe not. Maybe we'll compare. Okay, please get it. Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you say, Matthew? You're doing a great job. Etepuklei, divshulei. Wow. Go ahead. Valmar.
Rabba bar Marchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela shechazer miskala aval lo chazer miskala poter milachaso.
Excellent. Lo shanu. We already learned what lo shanu means. What does lo shanu mean? You guys tell me. It was a Masorah how to learn up the Mishnah, right? Lo shanu. We only learned. Remember we had that last week. The lo shanu was. Okay. Now let me ask you the following. What's the Gemara saying? Gemara saying, why do you have a Shiloh, Rabbi Yirmiyah? Don't you know the Mishnayos and Shas? You knew Mishnayos and Shas. You know Mishnayos, Yerei no Moira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a God Ador. The Mishnah says beferish that by the din of Kisu Adam, please get this down. When is Kisu Adam? When you shecht a chaya or an oaf. The three types of animals that are mammals in Halacha. Chaya, oaf, and behemoth. A chaya is a wild animal. A behemoth is domesticated. And an oaf is fowl. A chaya and oaf, when you shecht it, you must cover the blood with dirt. By a behemoth, lamaisa, there is no such din. Okay? Now, I want you to get this: the following chiddush. The Torah doesn't give you the tam for kisui adam, but the Rashbam and the Chizkuni give a svara. And the svara is as follows.
They give the same svara?
Yes, they say like this. They say that if you eat blood, you're chayav karis. So this was a shiag min haTorah to cover the blood with dirt. So if you cover the blood with dirt, it's disgusting. You'll never come to eat the blood. This is one of the things Rabbi Yosef Engels puts on the list. I think we once mentioned it once this year. I'm not sure. We mentioned it in yesterday in the Avoshir in the Shul. There's a concept called a Yasu Shiag LaTorah in the Perek Aleph and Avos. What's the classical Yichud, siag?
He says Yichud, Rabbeinu,
what's
right?
What's the classical siag? A classical siag is muksa. Muksa are the rabbanans. But Rabbi Yosef Engel gives you a whole list of siagim that are level the araisa. I'm going to list three of them to you. Right now, kisu adam, number one. Number two, bayirah bayamatzeh, according to the Ran, is you shouldn't see and find chametz because you might come to eat it. And number three, like Matthew pointed out very correctly, Yichud with a woman that you'd live with her would be a chiv karis. There's an issi deraisa to have yichud. So you have sometimes the deraisa's levels of siyagim. It's collector's items, because usually siyagim are derabanan. Mesilas Yesharim has a famous line that everyone has to make their own siyagim in their own personal life. If you have problems with the computer, then create an issi yichud on the computer with yourself. Never be on the computer unless someone's there with you. If you have problems with it. I'm just using that as an example. If you know that you're going to look at a certain billboard, then don't drive down that road. Everyone has personal siyagim. If you know that you hang out with this guy all the time, you end up speaking nivopeh, aloshnara, then don't hang out with the guy. I'm not saying alienate the guy. But everyone has their own personal siyagim they got to do in life. Vasu mishmirish lemishmarti. The Gemara says in Yavamas. You follow me? So therefore, by a chai and an oaf, there's a din of kisu adam. Why by behemoth not? Please get this down, says the chinuch. Because behemoths have the ability to be put on the what? The mizbeach. So therefore, you're not going to what? Therefore, you're not going to touch the blood. Because you know that eventually it could aspire to be on the Mizbeach. Okay? So that's how the Chinuch is ma'asper this din. So we have a halacha of Kisui Adam. The Chinuch also says the Nefesh is Tluya B'dam, and it's much nicer to cover the Nefesh before you eat the Basar. So you won't have what? Plus the fact you won't gain cruelty in your souls if eating the Basar when the Nefesh is exposed. So we cover the dirt and then you eat it. But I want you to know this din of Kisui Adam. One sec, Avram. Memela, the Gemara makes the following drusher. Okay? Please get it. If the wind blows the dirt and it becomes uncovered, what's the din? It's considered to me, I'm sorry. If you put the dirt on the blood and then the wind uncovers it, Donnie, what's the din?
Potter.
I'm potter because I did my mice already. What happens if the wind blew it? Then I'm chayav lachasos if it what? If it became revealed. But if it never became revealed, I am potter. Yes? What is that based on? Because the Gemara says in the Chulin Kupezan Raf Vikisau. What does Vikisau mean? That if it's chazav niskal, you're not chayav lichsos. Because if the Torah were vichisa, then the blood always has to be covered, all the time. If it became uncovered, you got to keep doing it 100 times. But since the Torah wrote Vikisau, which means cover the blood once, once you covered it, you're done, as long as you did it once. Vikisau. Okay? You got that? If it was said Vikisau, I would have thought you got to do it 100 times. Vikisau means cover it once, Jacob, and that's it. Okay? Jacob, you got me? That's what Vikisau means. Okay? Yes, Avram, go ahead. What do you say?
So, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, these Siyanim that are Deraisa, if you were to count, would they not be counted as their own individual mitzvahs in the Torah?
They're dinim.
If it's just a Siyan for another mitzvah, then would it be counted?
They're dinim. Not necessarily. Could be counted separately. Yeah, could be counted separately, absolutely. Could be definitely counted separately. Okay, another one on the list might be Orla, maybe a Siag of Kishuv, the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, because they used to think, the Kishuv used to plant these fruit trees and get fruit right away, say Hashem Asher Orla the first 3 years. It's like a Siag not to get involved in Kishuv. Okay. That's what the Rambam, it's a question, okay. Lamaisa, but let's go Vayit in the Gemara. So Vavina Ba, what does Vavina Ba mean? Go ahead, what do you say Vavina Ba? Who's asked in the Beis Medrash? Excellent. If it's chazun is gala, in which situation? Why are you chayv lichsos if the wind did it? Hoil the what? Yeah, if you hold it was rejected, it was rejected. What do you mean rejected? Here in rejected in the sense that it was covered once. Yeah. So if it's covered once, why am I machayv to do it again? Excellent. Why am I trying to do again? So go ahead. Vamar of Papa.
Zosu Meres ain't dicho Eitzel Mitzvah.
Beautiful. Meaning that what? There's no rejection Eitzel Mitzvahs. I don't care whether it was a state in time that what? That was a state in time that the blood was covered. Now it's revealed. You do have him do it. So why don't you take it to an extreme that if you did it, that's a special din. What happens if you did it and it became recovered? That's Vikisau. Once you did it once, you're done. You don't have to do it, Mea Palman. If it wasn't for Vikisau, you'd have to do it, Mea Palman.
Yeah.
So Rav Papa says, Beferish, black on white, ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Done. Ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs. So if that's the case, Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying, what are you bothered by, Rav Yirmiyah? What on earth are you bothered by? When Yontif began, what should be the case? It was cut off. Now it grew on Yontif. It should be what? Should be fine. What are you bothered by? What do you mean? Is it good? Is it not good? Don't you know the Mishnah Chulin and the Amoraim that say Pshat? Ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs? So Mele should be klor, yeah? So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. That's exactly. Rav Yirmiyah was questioning Rav Papa Gufa Mibayle. Mifshit Pshitle, go ahead. Ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs? Therefore what? Loshna. Lekula? So let's plug that in. What's the case of Kula? By the Hadas, Shenaktam Rosho, if you say Ein Dichu, that means you can what? You can be Yotzeb of the Mitzvah. Yes? Everyone got that? We're makel to allow you to be Yotzeb of the Mitzvah. And what would be what? What would be the Chumrah? The Chumrah would be that what? That by the Kisu Adam, that if the blood was covered through the Ruach, the Chazav Nizgala, the wind blew off the dirt, what would I say? I would say, Allah Lamas, a Chumrah, you're not, there's no Dichu, you're Mechuyiv to do it. So the kulas, you yait say the what? On sukkis with the hadas? And the chumras, you got to do the kisui then. Oh, what? Oh, Dilma. Go ahead. Excellent. Or do you say no? Do you say that Dilma misafkale? I'm not sure in lechumra, I would say what? Do the kisui adam again. But lekula, I would say no. You better get a better hadas. Yeah? So what's teiku mean? We once said it this year. So the Shita B'Gabetz is writing, Ksubis Tishbi Yatarats Kushis V'Abayos, that Eliyahu Novi will come and answer Jacob. Let's get it. Jacob, you with me? Why don't you sit on this? You take the coat off, Lamaisa. Tishbi Yatarats Kushis V'Abayos, Eliyahu Novi will come to answer the what? The Kashas and the Abayos. Briskarov thought that was wrong. Because why? Because he'll only answer up the Abayos, the Shalos Alach Lamaisa. But the Kashas and Lomdas, how do you know his answer better than Ramaisha, the Ruffs? And when the Gemara says what? When the Gemara says Teiku, what does it mean? The question flows up. And when the Eliyahu Navi comes and answers the Shilas, he's not coming as a what?
As a
Lamdan. He's not coming as a Navi. He's coming as a Lamdan. Ain't Navi Rishai L'chadash Dover Miata. Navi came L'chadash Dinim. The Gemara says the Shabbos Kuf Gimel Af. He's coming as a Talmud Chacham.
Okay? He still said it was an abbreviation of
Tishbi. That's a Shittu Kubetzis. Shittu Kubetzis. But Lamaisa, Eliyahu Navi might come answer the Shilas, but how's he coming to answer the Navi? He's coming as a Talmud Chacham. But Teiku means... Everyone agrees that Eliyahu Navi is going to answer the Shilas Alacha Lamaisa, but he's not coming to Mukiyot as a Navi, he's coming as a Talmud Chacham. But the Machloek is, how do you touch Teiku? Is Teiku Kushis V'Abayos, like the Shittim Gans Briskarov said, it's not correct. Just means the question floats up. Okay, will Eliyahu Navi come and answer Shilas Alach Lamaisa? Yes, the buck stops with him, but he's not coming as a Navi. He's coming as a Talmud Chacham. Okay, so we have this Machlokes. Yes,
the Briskarov saying that Teiku isn't Rashi Tevos Tishbiyavot.
That's correct. It's not. He doesn't like that.
Who says that?
Because he's not going to come to... How do you know he's going to come to answer the kashas?
So he just says, like, it's a word that...
Just means go up. The word teku literally means go up. The question floats up. We don't know what's going to be.
Who says...
Okay?
Who says that Rav Moshe and the Rav had better lumps than Eliyahu
Hanavi? We don't know, but there's no din that his favorites were better than the Ramosh and the Ravs.
No, but
that's
the
shot.
The precedent is that he's been in the base measure Shammala. No, and
I
he
understand.
Knows that
but in lo, but lo b'shamayim, in lo,
the answer of
no, but lo b'shamayim in halacha though lomai, so the buck stops with Eliyahu Hanavi. That's why the Gemara is a famous Gemara. But Mitzia Peivav Manaf. There's a machleis in the Beisdin. And Lomata and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, based in Shomayla, and Ram Pasach is like the base in this world. Because Lo B'Shomayimi. Okay, let's see the Tysus, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's see the Tysus. Go ahead, let's see the Tysus, okay, because we have to see them. We have to get the Homahalach about Zman Kim and Zman Chiva Mitzvah. But let's do the Tysus first. It's not a hard Tysus, but we have to make sure you go do it slow. It's not so easy either. Make sure that we get it, okay? Go ahead, let's see. Let's start now. So what's he bothered by? He's upset at Rashi. Why? Why does Rashi mention Nirevinitcha, Lagabi the Dichu Bikorbin? I understand that. Dichu, what's Nirevinitcha by a Korbin? You shechted, it was fine, and after you shechted it, we said there are four avodas: Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. After you shechted, something happened to the behemoth. There was something happened to the blood. Yes? So that's called Nirav what? That's called Nirav Nidcha. He says, I don't like that phrase regarding us. Why don't I like that phrase regarding us? Because in our case, it's really a what? It's really a Dichu Mi'ikara, right? Go ahead. Tadahacha Dichu Mi'ikara came into what?
Kevan.
Dibetchilas Yontif. Now, what was the case of Eshkor Merav Yontif? Please get this. Now, that's on Amud Beis. We'll get to it this week. The Hadas, there were more grapes than leaves. And then they got black. So therefore, if they're black, they passel the Hadas. If they're green berries, it's fine. So they got black before Yontif. That's called Dichui Mi'ikara. So you see clearly, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? Kishanir Achkach Lemitzvah. The Gemara's Mistopic, whether it's considered to be Nira Vinitcha, but it's clear that what? From the Gemara on Beis, we're talking about a case of Dichui Mi'ikara. So why on earth does Rashi what? Why on earth does Rashi mention by Kochim is Nira Vinitcha and what? And then the Sugya by us is Dichui Mi'ikara. So it's clear, I want you to get this down in your notes, that our Tosis did not have Rashi. That's why we read Rashi in Shir earlier. Matthew read it so nicely. The Maharam says Rashi already made that Nakuda. That I'm not differentiating between the two. Rashi knew what he was talking about. Rashi knew that there were two different cases, but Rashi's pointing out there's no distinction. So the Maharam writes, please get that. He must not have had our Rashi. Tosis did not have our Rashi. Please get that down. Matthew, get that down. Otherwise, what? He wouldn't have made such a horror. It's obvious, though, what the Rashi's making that same Nakuda.
What does it mean when it says perish from countries that
what?
If Tosfos didn't have Rashi, then how is he quoted?
He says, because he didn't quote Rashi the way we have it. Even though Rashi mentions Nirav and Nidcha, right here it's Dichui Mi'ikara. He didn't have that last line, though, Adam, that said that there's no difference between the two. Rashi brought up Nirav and Nidcha, but he didn't have that last line that said, the Rashi said, Lo Dayik. Hashta Lo Dayik Bendik. Rashi went out of his way and said, we're not making the differentiation between the two. That line he didn't have. He has the first part where he mentions Nira Vinitcha, when he brings in Kachim, but he doesn't have that line from Vahashta. You follow what I'm saying? The end of the Rashi. Where Rashi himself was warning, I know there's a difference between the cases, but for our purposes now, there's no difference. Okay? Rav Yirmi is mistopic by both Bashab Shad. Okay?
So Rashi's saying there's a difference, but there's a difference between Nira Vinitcha and
Zichu Mi'ikara. No, Rashi's saying there's no difference. That's what I'm saying. Vahashta lo dayik. Bain Zichu Mi'ikara le Nira Vinitcha.
The case is a Nira Vinitcha, but we treat it as a...
Rashi brought in Nira Vinitcha. In our case, is Zichu Mi'ikara. So he's bothered by, why did Rashi bring it in? Rashi brought it in and pointed out to us that the case here is not Nira Vinitcha, Zichu Mi'ikara, and there's no difference between the two. So it must be that Tosfos the Maharam says did not have that line Vahashta lo dayik in Rashi. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made that horror. It's like he's upset at Rashi. You're going to confuse us. Rashi already said that there's no difference between the two. So he's not confusing us. Rashi noted that they're different. You follow me? That's what the Maharam's saying. Okay? Donnie, you got me?
Yeah.
Let's go, Avram. Okay, Vinira, go ahead. Vinihi. What's Nihi mean?
And it seems.
No, Nihi. What's Nihi?
Granted.
Granted. And granted. Okay, let's get it. Donnie, come on. Let's focus on. You got the Tysus? Okay, let's go. Vinihi. Granted. Go ahead. Very good. You got the word Nihi. Go ahead. Nihi the what? Oh.
And
he says, by kachim, I understand that dichwi mikar is dichwi. Go ahead. Nikeva.
Lepisko.
Beperik. What's the din? A korban pesach comes from a male animal or a female animal? Comes from a male animal. Therefore, the second you're makdashit, it already was rejected. Because you cannot put a female there as a what? As a korban pesach. So therefore, the korban pesach must come from male. You makdashit, it comes out to be a what? A female. You know what the din is? That animal is rejected from the very beginning. Stichu mikar. From the very fact you imbued the behemoth with kedusha that's bad, it becomes what? It's even before it was shechted. That's called tichui mikara. Yes, yes, Avram.
Are you able to makdish an animal for a specific korban that
is not kosher? Kedushas daman. Remember we said there's kedusha guf and there's kedushas daman. Please get that down. It's not zapped as kedusha guf because it cannot be imbued with a kedusha to be put on his back as a korban pesach. But it will be holy and you'll be able to redeem it and the money will go to what? The Beis HaMikdash.
So I could say I want to bring my...
whatever it is, yeah. Something that cannot be a kedusha guf. Let's say you take an animal. You take an animal that has a moon. And you're makdish a kedusha guf. It automatically comes kedusha's domin.
When you say, I want to bring my sheep as a mincha, you're saying, I want
to... Yeah, it'll be kedusha's domin for the worth of a mincha. Correct. It'll be, you'll have to be part of the worth of the money for kedusha's domin for the mincha. Correct. There's two types of kedusha. I want you to know that. You got that down? Kedushas Domim, Kedusha Guf. In fact, the Gemara says it getting Daf Mem that there's an Isra Mapis Tmim in the Berek Abayis. What's Berek Abayis? To keep the Beis HaMikdash strong every day. What happens if you take an animal that's pure and you put it to Berek Abayis? Why did you do that? If the animal's pure, it should be aspired to the Mizbeach. It's an Isra to be Mapis Tmim in the Berek Abayis. Mapis means to be imbued Kedusha, Mapis. To imbue Kedusha for a Berek Abayis. That animal should have gone to the Mizbeach, not to the Berek Abayis. So it's an Isser Mamish and getting Daf Mem. Okay?
You could say, like, I want to bring my car as a Korban Ola, and then you just have to sell your car. And
yeah, it's a Kedushas Dom. It's a Kedushas Dom. Okay, that's the first example of what? Dichwi Mikara by Kachim. Go ahead, let's go. Let's move, Matthew. The Gabi what?
The Gabi Behemoth.
What's Gabi mean? In reference, yes?
Regarding Behemoth, Shoshnei,
Shutov, and Barakam, and
Dizvachim. Who
let's say you got two. What's the case? What's the case? You got two owners. One guy's makdish his half.
And the other isn't.
The other guy doesn't do anything. What's the din? An hour later, 2 hours later, the second partner's makdish the other half. Done. Still bad. It's kedushas daman. Because at the time the first guy's makdish wasn't completed, it did not permeate to the whole behema, and therefore it's called what? Dechuya from Ikara. And therefore it's called what? Daman. Kedushas daman alone. And the Gemara has a shaila. Gabi mitzvah miboyalan. What's the shaila? Tosfos just proved that when it comes to kachim, Adam, what's the din? Dichui mikara is what is a dichui. When it comes to mitzvahs, we don't know. That's the shaila we want to know. Dichui mikara, by kachim we know. By mitzvahs, we simply do not know. That is the shaila, halacha lemaisa. Okay? That is the shaila. Machlokes between who? Bach pnei Yehoshua, the Yeraisa, Taz the Rabbanu. Okay, go ahead. The chi tema. No, tema here is with a hay. That's a bam kasha. This is an olive. The chi tema, and if you want to say. Go ahead. The chi tema, go ahead. Go ahead, Donnie. The chi tema, go ahead and ask. Oh, so what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say over there? 1 second. The grapes got black when? Erev Yontif. And on Yontif, what'd you do? You took them off. So what does it say in the Gemara? That it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the Mishnah says, Miatan kosher. E Miatan kosher. Ah, that was a Dichli Mikara. Starting out to have more berries and leaves. And it says that it's good if you take it off. So you see that Dichli Mikara, what? Should be what? Should be not Dichli. Yes? I don't understand. If the Gemara did that on Amud Beis to prove that Dichli Mikara is not a Dichli, what's the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah should have also done the same thing from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyah should have been answered the same thing as the Mishnah, like the Gemara does in Amud Beis. Yes, Why can't you prove dichi mi kar lo avidichu like the Gemara did on Beis? Rabbi Yirmi should have been poshut from the Mishnah's tool. He knew the Mishnayos. Go ahead.
Lo
damyan lahacha.
Damyan lahacha. It's not the same to this.
Why? Oh, when the anav of a merubah me'alav, it's biyado. Why is it biyado? Because you could just rip them off. So that's not a dichui. That's not a dichui so much. So dichui mi kar is not a dichui when it's wet. When it's biyado. But in a case where it's what? In our case of Allah Tamara, which that's not in your hands, it's in the hands of the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Amar Aleph, Halacha L'Maisa, that's not biyado. And therefore what? It still might be what? A dichui. Dichui Mikara might be a dichui. So that's why the Gemara did not, Rabbi Yirmiyah knew what he was talking about, and he wasn't posted to Shiloh like it did on the base for the case of Eshkor. Eshkor is different because that's in your hands. That's biyado. Therefore, dichu mikar is not a dichu because it's biyado. But a dichu mikar might be a dichu. It's not biyado. What's the case of the biyado? All of tomorrow. When you ripped off the top, you don't know if it's going to grow back. Okay. Excellent. Viter now. Toises brings a raya viter. Go ahead. He loves the svar of biyado. Yeah, read again. Go ahead. Afilu bekodshim
achshirim ha'itaymo b'masechas vachim parak kol psula in the tnan gavi kovel
kibel
v'nasa and lifsol yachzir l'kasher.
Oh, so what is the case? Kohanim are only supposed to deal with what? Mikabal aveilich. Shchitus k'sher bizar. Yes? Shchitus k'sher bizar. That's a Gemara Brachas. You guys should know the Gemara Brachas, right? In fact, I mentioned it on Shabbos, because the Gemara says that Shmuel HaNavi was punished because he paskened in front of his Rebbe Eli HaKain. He was only 4 years old. I thought the Rashi says in Brachos that someone can never be punished in Shemayim unless you're older than 20. That's so says the Slach and Brachos. The Slach and Brachos, I want you to get this Chiddush, says if you have intellect, if you're a smart guy, even less than 20 get punished. That's why Nadav and Avihu, the Seder Olam, were killed even though they were less than 20, because they had great intellect. That's why Shmuel and Navi, they're less than 20, I'm not sure what age, they're less than 20, says the Seder Olam. That's why Eliak, that's why Shmuel and Navi got punished, and that's why some poskim say Irva Onan got punished, even though they're less than 20. They had the intellect. So it's not a din in 20. Okay? It's not a din in 20. So it says Beferish, that means shchita is cherub bazar, me kabal of elach is mitzvah what? Mitzvah's kahuna. So here you give the blood over to a czar who's a non-coin, no big deal. Give it back to a coin, everything's fine. Uparach, what is Gemara asking? Zvachim?
Uparach.
The Gemara.
Vilihud.
Lavi dichui. Let it be messed up. Let it be rejected. Go ahead. Beautiful. That's an example. Even in Kachin, that someone's biyado is not considered to be dichui. So that is mechazik the chiluk that he made. Beautiful chiluk between eshkor, anav, meruba, me'elyo, in the case also about tomorrow. Okay, dichui meikara is what is not a dichui by when it's biyado, but when it's not biyado, it could very well be dichui. That's why Rabbi Yirmiyah had a shayla. Okay, we got this clear as glass. You got it.
And kulei alma nir v'nidcha is dichui.
Well, we'll get to that when we get Talmud Beis. We don't need to get into it now, okay? Biyado means the ability to fix something. So I can always take off the berries, Lamaisa. I can always take off the berries. Not a problem. I can always take off the berries if I need to.
So it's not biyado.
Even though Lamaisa, we're going to see, what did you say? Not biyado is when, also about tomorrow, when you cut it off. Also about tomorrow, you don't know if it's going to regrow. So when you start on Yontif like that, when it was cut off, that may be a problem. Of being rejected for good.
What's the difference?
Because the difference is because in the realm of rejection, something that's not in your power to fix is much more of a rejection. So maybe it always stays rejected. Okay? Might always stay rejected. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Viter, now. Go ahead. Umiyu. What's Umiyu mean?
However.
And however, go ahead.
Now, not exactly the same.
What does it mean? What's not exactly the same? Meaning, the case of the berries on the leaves are not identical to the din of what? To the din of Kabbalah with the dam of the czar. Because he just got through saying, I'm going to give you examples of biyado. So those are two examples. He says they're not identical. Why are they not identical? Go ahead. Deha what?
Deha nira v'nidchahu.
Oh, because really the case of Zrik is really what? Is really near a v'nidcha. It started off good, and now it got bad. And why do we? And we say it's kosher. However, look, come on, maskinun by the berry case. Oh, I don't want you to use the Biri case to shed any light on the case of Nira Venitcha. Go ahead. Avagav. Even though it's Biyadal Lakhtan. Why not? So I want you, 1 second, I want you to get this down. Please get this down, says the Pnei Yeshua. Why is the Biyadal more powerful by the blood? Because I could totally reverse it. I gave it to Azar, take it back, no problem. There's no Isser. There's no, it's like nothing was done. It's like Tabdi Ross. I wiped the slate clean. Yes? But it's Usser to what? It's Usser to take the berries off on Yontif. In fact, it's a Machlaikis, whether it's the Rice or the Rabbanon. Please get the two Shitas. Classically, we say it's the Rabbanon. Rashi twice says it's the Rabbanon. Tysis and Yuma also says the Rabbanon da Flama, Dalam and Beis. So Rashi here says the Maska offers the Rabbanon. And Tyson Yuma Lamadali says the Rabbanon. But the Rit, the Riva, quoted in the Mordechai and the Meiri and Shabbos, Choftesim and Beis. Please get it. The Mordechai is in the Ramazim, Tufshin Mem Zion. And the Meiri and Shabbos, Choftesim and Beis, that the Isser is Taka Diaraisa. So no matter how you slice it, whether it's the Rabbanon or Diaraisa, it's not so poshid that it's Biyado. I mean, physically you can do it, but halachically you can't. And therefore, the Gemara says that I don't want you to shed any light. If it was near a kodem, vachach nidche, it could very well be that it's considered to be a what? A dichui. It might be a dichui. I thought we just got through saying that it's biyado lamaitza. It's never a problem, right? It's never a problem. It's not called dichui. It's biyado, biyado. 1 second. If it's near a venidche, start off good and becoming bad, that maybe that might be nidche. Because the bottom line is I'm not allowed to really fix it. Physically, I can rip off the berries, but it's usher for me to do it. Masha Enkei, when it comes to the blood case, there's nothing at all wrong. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, there's nothing at all wrong that we should what? That we should call that ever a dichui. The biyado of the kibbutz is not called a dichui at all. It's much better than the yado of lamait anavav, which very well might be a nidcha if it's near of a nidcha. So you see how he's trying to be intellectually honest and say, I don't like my comparison. They're not the same levels of biyado. Okay, you got what I'm saying? Okay, so you could basically say that if it's biyado, dichui mikar is not biyado. It's a biyado legamri. If it's not biyado legamri, not so poshut at all. Might not be so poshut at all. So that, again, is fitting right into Rabbi Yirmiyah, because he had to distinguish between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Omid Beis, because you know, that's biyado, and this is not biyado. Even that biyado is not such a gavaltic biyado. You know what I'm saying? He's pointing out. Even that biyado is not such a great biyado. Yes, go ahead, Avram. What do you say?
Is too many berries a problem on Moed?
Yes, it's always a problem.
So, and is it usher to, I mean, is it an aver to take the berries?
No, not a chol mem. Remember, so we said the malacha on chol Moed is tircha.
So
it's tircha.
In the Beis HaMikdash, when chol Moed
it's D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa to shake every day. Real quick, yeah. It's a D'Oraisa to shake every day. Right? We know that.
Then,
so what's wrong? They'll just fix it. No problem.
Then it would be the same as the dam, because it would not be an avera to take the berries off.
Right. No problem.
It would not be any near.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's no problem. It's like there's a Kabbalah case. Not Osir. Okay, just fix it up. All right, go ahead. You ready? Go ahead, Matthew.
Wait, Rabbi, I'm sorry. If there's berries on your thing, even though there's a mitzvah del rice and shake lulav on the first day,
but there's an
del rice potentially to not take
the derabanan or deraisa.
So, because I said, if this happens to you, what should you do?
You got to get another one. You got to get another one.
But even on the day of Yontif.
Yes, you got to get another one. Okay, go ahead. Let's go. So please get this. Now he gives other examples. V'chein. Let's go, guys. Let's get it. V'chein.
About he, the Hefresh
Korban,
the Hamir Das,
he became a what? He was Makdish a Korban, became a Catholic. He went off the Derech. Even though he could go back to becoming a Frum Yid, Vafilu Hachi Amrinin. Since it's pushed off, it's pushed off. The Chazinin. Wait, so what do you see from here? Once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. That even though it's Biyado, nevertheless, what? It's called dichui. Why is it called dichui? Like Rabu Anavav. Why is that? So I want you to get, that's what I pointed out on Thursday, the guys in Seder. Get it down now. The Taisa Rush. Please get the Taisa Rush down. He said there's a big difference. He said when it came to the Kabbalah case of the blood, that was easy. All you had, easy to fix it up. Here it's not so easy, Lamaisa. Here you need a guy to what? Here you need a guy to be a Baal Tshuva, Lamaisa, right? Here you need a guy to be a Baal Tshuva. It's not so pashut, Lamaisa. It's not so pashut. So you see that it's like the case of Rabbah Navav. The case of the blood is considered to be not a dichui at all because it's very easy to fix. These things aren't so easy to fix. So you know what? They might actually be dichui. We're not sure. It's a question. The whole v'nidchi yidche, and that's why we say it's yidche. Because even though it's biyotel l'sakein, it's not so pashut to do. To get a guy to revert from being a calf to be a ben Torah. To get a guy, you can't do an issur d'oraisa, this is the rabbanan to take the berries off. Next example. Go ahead, Ode. All the kachim you shechted before the mizbeach was chipped, it got chipped and became pasul. Akarkach, after what's akarkach? After you shechted it, mizbeach became chipped.
Psulin.
The hoyle.
The hoyle. The nidcha yidcha.
Oh, why is that? Just fix it up. Get a artisan to fix it up. Go ahead.
So
that's screaming for Hesber. What's that Hesber? That Hesber is as follows. And that's what I'm suggesting. That Hesber is that halacha l'maisa, it's much easier, says the Taisa Rosh, to fix up the blood, all these other three cases, the berries and the leaves, it's usher to fix up because it's usher to do it, whether the Yisrael Rabbanan, to get the guy from being a Catholic to a Yid, and fixing up the Mizbech. You need a guy who knows how to fix it. That's not easy. So there's different levels of biyotel. And this is what I want you to get. The different levels of biyotel. So let's get it down. If you're dealing with the case, halacha l'maisa, of the blood, what's the blood? The blood is considered to be kosher. Get it down. I'm not going to write it on the board because we've got a lot to see. It's not called dichui. You got it? That's never called a dichui, the blood case. Because that's a biyotel that's squared or cubed. Because it's easy. That's one extreme. Okay?
That's
no. That's the case of the blood. The blood is not even called a dichui at all because you get told it's easy to get done. That's one on one pole. Let's go to the other pole. What's the other pole? Noktam Rosho. Our Shiloh. Noktam Rosho, even if it's what? Even if it's a dichui mi'ikara, and the beginning of Yontu is dichui, and then the bud grows, that still might be called dichui because that's totally out of your control. That's not even biyado at all. That's the other extreme. It's not biyado at all. So the Gemara is saying that might be a dichui, yes. And then there's the middle situation, which is those three cases of the berries, where you could physically, what, take off the berries, but it's also to do the rest of the Rabbanon. Like the case of the Catholic, to get him back to becoming a Yid, to become a Baal Tshuva, and also the case of what, when his back was chipped. Even those are biyado, but the bottom line is though, those are biyado, Allah l'maisa, but in the case of dichui mi'ikara, it could very well be that what? In the case of dichui mi'ikara, what are you going to say in those three cases? They might not be what? They might not be dichui, but in nir v'nidcha, they might be what? They might be dichui, correct. Nir v'nidcha, they might be called dichui. They are called dichui. It's not might, they are called dichui. Okay? So by dichui mi'ikara, not a dichui, but l'maisa, if you're in the realm, it's going to be a problem. Okay? You got me? If it's near a v'nidcha, they would be a dichui. They wouldn't be dichui mi'ikaras, but they would be cause a problem near v'nidcha. That plays off the ritva svar we said in the beginning of Shir. If you're in the realm, it'll cause a rejection. If you're outside the realm, okay, maybe it won't cause a rejection, but because you're not even in the realm. Okay, now go ahead, let's get this. This is the hardest line of the Taisa. Let's figure it out together. Let's get it. Go ahead, what do you say?
Mikol makom hayel lechashro dichoy. Hoel v'niftar melechasos lo nischayav lo tziyom in a dichoy v'dei lechasor melechasos.
So what is he saying here?
So is he saying that you would think that the analog cases are Kisur Adam?
Oh, so which case did the Gemara focus on?
Kisur Adam.
Which case in Kisur Adam? When it was a case of what? He saw a ruach. When the wind blew over your chayav lechasos. When your chayav lechasos, when it became uncovered.
Yeah.
But if it didn't become uncovered, you're potter. So the Gemara jumped on that and said, when it becomes uncovered, why are you chayv to do it? You should say what? Ho v'nitche nitche. Yes? Is that correct? You should say ho v'nitche nitche.
Yeah,
so what's... So what's Tais is saying here? Tais is saying that let's try to fit this in very clearly. What is this case going to be considered? So he wants to say that since in a situation that what? We said that what? You're chayv lichsos. So what does he say? He says, we compare her kisui adam, which is biyoto legalos. When there's dirt on it, what was the case? When there's dirt on it, what's the din? What, let's say the dirt stays on it. Am I chayv or am I putter?
Putter.
I'm putter. Why am I putter? Because it's in a state of dichui, no? It's in a state of dichui. The only time I'm chayv is if it became what?
Uncovered.
Uncovered, right? Yeah. If it became uncovered. So he's saying like this. It is biyoto legalos. There's dirt on it. Okay, shkoyach, there's dirt on it. I could recover it. I could uncover it. Right? So since I could uncover it, why does the Gemara say beferish that I'm putter? Why don't you, the Gemara is comparing it to the case of what? Noctum rosho, which is not considered to be what? It's not considered to be biyoto. You're not chayav legalos as adam. So it's like dichui, that's not, it's like ain't a biyoto. Even though physically it is what? Do you understand what I'm saying? Even though physically I could uncover it, but the bottom line is I'm in a state where I'm putter. So therefore I'm treating that like ain't a biyoto, which is the case of what? Which is the case of ain't a biyoto? I'm treating it like the case of a biyoto, which is considered to be what? Like the case of what? What's ain't a biyoto?
Also
tomorrow. Excellent. And that's how the Gemara is comparing the two. Therefore, it's in the case of also tomorrow, so I treat it like that. Masha'enkein, the other three cases of the berries and the Catholic and the Nifka Mizbeach, even though those are what? Those are biyoto and those are royal lasakin. So therefore what? Those cases are what? Those cases are considered to be what? Those cases are what? Those cases are biyoto, but they're not biyoto legamri because they're harder, right? So therefore they're considered to be what? A dichu. So in the case of what? Kiso ruach, it's considered to be what? Tahu legamri and not biyoto. And that's why the Gemara says that it's what? It's considered to be what? But also tomorrow, and the Gemara wants to say you should be what? You should be considered to be bikisui. Okay? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Does everyone gachap that? This line of the Tosis. Because keep in mind, what did the Gemara try to prove from here? The Gemara tried to prove from which case? This is tricky. That's what I'm asking you. The Gemara tried to prove from the case of what? When it got what? When it got revealed, it said, your chayiv lichsos. Why your chayiv? Hov itchi itchi. So what did the Gemara say? Ein dichui b'mitzvahs. What does ein dichui b'mitzvahs mean? Gemara tried to prove it and say that was equivalent to the case of what? That was a case that was equivalent to the case also tomorrow. How does that fit in the Lashon of Tosfos? How does that fit in the Lashon of Tosfos? He says, Adam Ahama Hacha Hayidi Kisudam to be Yodo Legalos to Noctum Rosho, which is not Yodo. Which case is he talking about? Hov and Nifter Melichsos, Lonis Chayv Lo Tzium in a Dachui, right? Kere Lichsor Lichsos. Yes? Which case is he talking about, Halacha L'maaseh? So what is the case that we're focusing on in the Gemara? Kiso ruach is chayiv lichsos. Yes?
Only if it was megala.
And the Gemara brought it up and said it was miskala. So what does Tosis mean when he says that since you are in a status of hayal olachshov de dichui hov and nifter melichsos? What does Tosis mean? Which case is Tosis focusing on when he says you're not mechuyav lachzor v'lichsos? Which case is he focusing on?
You did it already.
He's focusing on the case that the Gemara wasn't focusing on. No.
Yeah, on the case.
He's focusing on the case in the Gemara which the Gemara was not focusing on at all. No.
He's focusing on a case where the wind did the kisui.
Yes, and he's saying that that's a case that's considered to be eino biyoto, even though physically I can megala, but it's considered to be eino biyoto, and therefore that's the din. Halacha l'maaseh. So how do you answer what I'm saying? So I want you to think. What's the din when it's niskala? What did it say? You're mechuyev to what? You're mechuyev to cover. Why? Why don't you say it was once what? It was once covered. That's dichui. What does once covering mean? What did the Gemara mean, Matthew, when it says hol v'itchi itchi? It means, I don't care whether it's been uncovered now, but it was once covered. And once it was in that state of covering, we should say dichui. Yeah. See, it's all the same case. And therefore, because it was dichui, and that was considered to be what? even though it was biyado, but I don't have to do it. I'm in a state of ptur. So I view that as eino biyado. So if I view that as eino biyado, and therefore alach lamaisa, I should say what? I should say dichui. So it must be ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. That's the way Taisus is learning it. You follow what I'm saying? Again, let's say it again. This case of kisa ruach, it says, is chayev lichsos, right? That case of kisa ruach is chayev lichsos, but it emanated from a case where it became uncovered. Yes? It emanated from a case that became uncovered. Let me ask you. When it became uncovered, who cares? It was once in a state of ptur. If it was in a state of ptur, and you invoked the din of dichui, it should always be dichui. Matthew, you follow me? You should always be rejected from it. So if you always should be rejected from it, I don't care if it became uncovered. It's considered to be on potter, and therefore I can contribute that to be eino biyoto. That is the comparison to the case of Allah tomorrow. It is not biyoto. Because it came from a state, Avram, that it was what? Always putter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Matthew, you got this? Come on, let's focus on this. It's coming from a state where it was always putter, so let it always be putter. Who cares whether it became revealed? I should hold dichui. So the fact is that I'm chayav shows ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. But I'm saying that the nekuda I want you to get is, so read it again. Go ahead. Physically, I could reveal it. So why is it like biyado, which all those other cases, go ahead, might be considered dichui. I still consider it to be dichui because I was potter. And therefore, what I consider it to be dichui. So therefore, if it doesn't pater me, it must be that there's no dichui etzel mitzvahs. Meaning you have to be in the realm in order to bring a raya. Yeah. So what's the realm? It's physically biyado. It's not physically biyado. I don't care whether it's physically biyado, but halakhically, I was in a state of ptur. If it's in a state of ptur, that's like the case of what also tomorrow. That's considered to be what? That's considered to be not biyado. But this is biyado. I don't care though. Halakhically, I was putter. I call that ain't a biyado. Whereas the other three cases might be called what? The other three cases are considered to be biyado, right? Those are biyado royal sakein. So therefore, it's possible to say that what? It's possible to say those cases are what? Are considered to be nirav what? Those cases are nirav and nirav and nidcha. But they're not biyado legamri that would not be registered as a dichui. Those are going to be called nirav and nidcha. These cases, Lamaisa, is exactly like the case of also biyado. Remember we had three cases. What were the three levels? What were the three levels? Also tomorrow was not biyado at all. That was one poll. What was the other poll? The blood case, which is totally biyado, which is not even a dichui. It's not even a dichui. And then the three middle cases, which physically you can do it, but there might be harder or halakhically make it a problem. So now what is Tais saying the ruach is? Which one of the one is the ruach being?
It's also about tomorrow.
It's considered to be like eino biyado. Aye, but it's physically okay. But lamaisa, since you were in a halachic state, you're a potter, we consider it to be eino biyado, and therefore it's like also about tomorrow. Why is it like that? Not like those other three cases? Because those other three cases, lamaisa, they physically might not have been so easy to do. Halachically, they might have been what? They might have been usser. But the bottom line is that what? You were here in a state where you're completely what? Where you're completely potter. You follow me? You're in a state where you're completely potter. So if you're in a state where you're completely potter, you see, I might have thought at first glance that might be equal to be a case where it's usher to do something, no? But we're saying not that way. We're saying that that being potter is different than where you could do it and it's usher. I might have compared them, but Tyson is not comparing them. Okay?
But Rebbe, isn't...
Yes?
Isn't there... like a nafkamina that the dichoy by the kisa adam case.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Is that my mitzvah of kisa adam is being docha.
Meaning I'm potter. I'm in a state of ptur.
Whereas
even though physically I can do it, that call that enabiyado.
I would say like by the kisa adam, the gavra is potter from doing the mitzvah. Whereas by the alsebo tomorrow. That's just on the chefza. Like, I saw the mitzvah to find another arava or another hadas
right,
and
but
use it.
I understand that, but remember we talk about mitzvahs, we said in the beginning, it's always vis-a-vis the gavra anyway. Karbonos, you focus on the chesed. You get the mitzvahs always vis-a-vis the gavra.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then,
what I'm saying, that when you're in a state of p'tur all the time, that's like ein b'yado mamish.
But also about tomorrow, like, it's not like you're now pader from all mitzvahs lulav. You can't do it.
So you have
to find another one.
Right, but I'm saying I'm pater vis-a-vis the gavra for that chefza. That's what Taisa is saying. You're making a good nakuda, but that's what Taisa is equating. Okay? Taisa equating, but I want you just to analyze it well, because the truth is I would have thought maybe where it's usher to do, maybe that's like the case of Ptur. No, he's saying not that way. He's saying also about tomorrow is like the case of what the Chulin case, you attack or pater completely. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Adam?
Isn't Tosfos going against what the Gemara is saying this case is? Because the Gemara is saying this ifti, and there's Yeshu.
No, because what Tosfos is viewing is Kiso Ruach. What is Kiso Ruach? The case of Kiso Ruach is Chayit. So the Gemara analyzed what is that case of Kiso Ruach. That case became revealed. But it came from a state where it was once covered. Kiso Ruach is Chayit, but it came from a state when it was once covered, which is Pater.
In that case, we say in Dikluyat.
In that case, we say, but it's still called dichui for us to bring a raya that's ain't dichui etzumitzus. That's what I want to bring out. It's got to be called dichui.
In the ballpark.
Exactly. It's called dichui. It's the category of dichui because it was in the state of ptur. You follow me? That's what he wants to say. That makes it ain't obiyoto. That classifies it as being ain't obiyoto. Even though physically it was biyoto for me to always reveal the dirt. But the bottom line is your potter. So he says, that's like also about tomorrow. Okay.
So he'd say in that case we, like the Gemara says, ein dichui etzumitzus. But he's just bringing out in that case that it is in the category of
ein obiyoto, because in order to prove the shaila also about tomorrow from kisudam, they have to be on the same genre. So they have to, in order to prove A from B, you have to be the same genre of something. So the chulin case has to be the same genre. How is that? Even though physically I can remove it, I don't care though. It's a state of ptur. So it's a state of ptur. That's like also about tomorrow.
He's not focusing on the part that we say in this case, ein dichui etzel mitzvos. He's just focusing on the fact that we can apply this concept of dichui.
Right, but that's the Gemara. The Gemara tried to prove also about tomorrow from the case of kisui adam. So in order to prove one from the other, it has to be on the same level. So the same level, he's saying, I have a difficulty with this. Physically, you can remove the dirt, that's biyado. And I developed the whole theory of biyado, Taisa says. He says, I don't care, that's called ein biyado. Because it once was putter. So if once was putter, therefore I call the ein biyado like also about tomorrow. And if it says what? That I'm chai must be ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. That'll shed light on the shaila also about tomorrow. You got me? That's what Taisa is saying. You follow that? You have to keep in mind, whenever you want to bring a raya from one thing to another, it has to be the same category. So that's what Tyson now is fine-tuning and tweaking what he's saying. Okay? Because otherwise, it's a problem. Okay? Now, the other three cases are what? They might be called dichui. Nerevinich is called a dichui. Okay? It is called a dichui because those are what? Biyoto, but they're hard to do, either because of physically or because of halachically. But what I'm saying is that I would have thought if halakhli it's a problem, I would have thought that's like the case of Patur. He's saying not that way. He's saying that Lamais, it's much different. Being part of Lagamri can't be compared to something that's usher for you to do.
This is a case of Nira Benitha?
This is a case of, in our Gemara, definitely is going to be called Dikhui Mikara, also about tomorrow.
But the case of the wind covering it, isn't that a Nira Benitha?
Well, Lamaisa, the blood was there, right? The blood was there. For our purposes, really, it doesn't make a difference. Because remember, according to Rashi, you know, we're talking about both Shilas. So, Lamaisa, I mean, according to Rashi, if the suffix is on Nirvinich and Dichu Mikara, this is even showing like you're saying Nirvinich. You're absolutely right about that. Because the blood was once good to Rawi Lakisui. Now that it's covered, it's, you know, It's considered to be, but that's fine because you can be poshut as a kol shekein that it should be dichui miyikara would be kosher. If nerev v'nicha is okay, right? If nerev v'nicha is not a dichui, right? Doesn't mess it up. So how much more is a dichui miyikara is not going to mess it up? That doesn't bother us. Yeah, like the ritva. So lamois, I mean, when we get to Amud Beis, we'll put it together more. But the poshut shot is the question: was Rav Yirmiyah mistopping in Rav Papa himself? Or was the sugya is mistopic and dichui mitzvos only according to Yirmiyah? But for our purposes, Lamais, it's not a problem. Okay, so that's what Taisa wants to bring out. Yeah, Matthew, real quick, go ahead.
Is is dichoy like a p'tor or a hafka? Like b'kisa adam, like if the
there
wind,
it's
if,
a,
if the wind blew it,
it's a p'tor.
So I can still cover it after the wind did it and be, and then I'm, and then I did the mitzvah. Or no?
No, it's done. There's no mitzvah at all.
It's like a hafka.
Yeah, bracha levatal. Yeah.
It'd be a bracha levatal.
Yes, correct.
So if let's say the wind covers it, uncovered it, then recovers it, do I have to, I still can't say it.
No.
So
still the dirt is out of your putter, correct.
But by the Asbo Tamara, it's possible. You can't use that chefza for your mitzvah if it has the
well, that's what we're wondering. Is it a problem or not?
So
we're saying that if it's chazav and niskale, your chayv to do the kisu must be that dichu is not a problem in mitzvahs. So to dichu is not a problem by this tomorrow.
So if the wind...
Again, it's got to be called dichu in order to prove ein dichu.
So if you had your thing and let's say you're sitting on top building a big breeze and it blows all the berries off on yontif, you now can use that.
According to this, ain't dichu etzel mitzvahs. Correct. Okay, finish the taisus.
Sure.
Go ahead, vada maisi. Let's finish up the taisus.
Maisi lema ketanai me'ever v'lakdan have mati l'dichoi. Demand amar hasam ain't dichoi mishum d'biyad l'osakein. Aval hacha d'ain biyad l'osakein yesh dichoi.
Beautiful. So what's he saying? We're going to learn the next gemara. We got
to
see the next gemara. It says lema ketanai me'aver v'likdan. What's aver v'likdan? A guy did it on yontif. So one shita says it's possible. Yes, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says it's possible. Come say it's machshir, and the Gemara wants to say it depends
by
with
this by this.
Yeah, no, the Gemara wants to say it depends on dichu and mitzvahs. You all hold ain dichu mitzvah it's kosher. You hold dichu mitzvah it's possible. So you could slug it up by saying what the one who says ain dichu and then it's kosher is because why it's biyadol l'saking. But here Nachtam Rosho is not biyadol l'saking, so therefore there is a dichu. So you could really slug up that equation very easily. And the lame ketanai. Okay, so that's the chiddush of taisus. Okay, we got this. That's the chiddush of taisus. Now, with this in mind, lamaisa. Okay, with this in mind, vayter now in the gemara. Go ahead, and then we have to start the social dickle. Go ahead. Let's go. We got to move. Lame ketanai. Oh, savrua. So what does that mean, lulav ein tzarich aged?
It doesn't need to be tasa.
That you could take it one after another, and therefore what?
Therefore, it doesn't matter. That
there's no din of tasa v'luminosu at all. It's because there's no din eged, yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Imtim solomar.
Imtim tzilomar.
Sarach eged.
Lo yafinan lulav misukah.
Even if you all lulav sarach eged, you don't learn lulav from sukkah. There's no din asiyah. So by sukkah, there's a din of tasa v'luminosu. But there's no din of tasa v'luminosu by lulav. So my lav akam afligi. So what's the nekuda? Go ahead. There it is. So we have it right there. Meaning the halacha is only by kachrim and not by other mitzvahs. That's the sheet of the chachamim, yes?
Yeah.
So it comes out, Lomais, I want you to get this, that if you hold lulav ein tzarich eged, even if lulav tzarich eged, there's no din of asiyah. So ba korcha, the time is what? Is because of what? Even if you're mighty anavim, since you were ogre them before you remind them, it should be possible. Why? Because of dichui. Once it's dichui. Yeah, because when you did the egget, the ballpark begins at egget. Yes? Even though those all did have tasalim and osui, once you say dichui mi'ikar, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? You got this? Yes? Now I want you to get this down. This is a razzle-dazzle chiddush. And then we get to the Tosafot and we got to begin this mahalach. It's a davar pashut. That when does dichui come into play? When there's a chal shem mitzvah. Yes? Yeah. So if you hold lulav ein tzarich eged, then there's no dichui on arba minim unless what? Yontif begins. You agree with that?
Yeah.
You agree with that? What happens if you hold as a psul before yontif and yontif comes? They're not possible, right? They're not possible. It's not dichui. But what happens if you hold lulav tzarich eged?
That's possible from when you tie it.
Oh, then before yontif lamaisa, excellent.
That's right.
Excellent, Adam. The ballpark begins as soon as you do the egget. And if it's possible at that time, there will be a din dichui. Yes? Even if yontif begins, lamaisa, you could say, even if nishnichs yontif, if you haven't been ogged the lulav, there will be no dichui. When does the ballpark begin? When the egget is. It's not totally on when. It's not totally on yontif. Who says that? Taisa says that in Yuma. What's the ballpark begin by a behema? When you're makdish the behema. When does the ballpark begin according to lulav tzarich eged? When you do the eged. I don't care if the eged is before yontif or after yontif.
Otherwise, you can't do that again.
That's what Tosafot says in Yuma on Samach Tanah. Okay, but I'm just saying. Let's say you did it. Okay? Now the Rishash wants to say, please get this. The Gemara says, according to everyone, Lulav Tzarech Eged. Is that right? You just read it beautifully, yes? Adam, Matthew. Even if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, right? The Gemara says you don't learn Lulav from Sukkah, yes? So what does that mean? The Brisa could have said the Machlokes the Chumra Belazar was what? Let's say you're Maid the Anavim when? On Erev Yontif. After you did the Lulav. What was the case, Avram? Please get it. Avram Velikten when? On Yontif. I'll give you another case the Gemara could have said. Avram, you did it on Erev Yontif, but when? You did it after the Eged. So maybe that's the Machlokes, whether the Tichwe Yetzel Mitzvahs.
Right.
Why didn't the Gemara say that? No? Isn't that a great kasha? That's only if what you did the Eged. Because why? When we say you did the Mir on Yontov, that's only when you already did the Eged. So please get this down. That's when did you do the Eged,
Elamaisa? No, but that's why the Gemara.
No, I'm saying,
say
when did you do the Eged? You did the Eged on Erev Yontov, Elamaisa. You did the Eged on Erev Yontov. You mamait the Biris and Yontov, but you did the Eged on Yontov. Otherwise, it's a Nisr kosher, like you asked me.
No, but isn't that's the second Tosos. Isn't the whole reason...
No, this is what Rashi wants to tie in. Rashi says this whole Mahalach, that it's Avr V'lik done on Yontif, but you have to talk about the case that the Eged was done when? On Erev Yontif. So the ballpark began, Lamaisa then, okay? Because we don't want you to be doing it on Yontif. Avr V'lik done is on Yontif. So if it's Avr V'lik done, you don't want it to be done on Yontif, it's Usr. So we're talking about a case you took the berries off when? On Yontif. But we're talking about a case you already were Agad the, you did the egg of the Lulav already. Because it's also Agdab Yomtif. There's two Isurim. To do egg, which is kosher, taking the berries off is the Rabbanan according to Moshe Yishonim. That's the Chiddush. Whereas according to the Marsha, please get this down. The Marsha writes in Taisvis, that even according to the Ma'andam or Lulav Tzarech Eged, the Dichui does not apply before Yontif. Please get this down. If you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, when does the ballpark begin? According to Rashi, it begins in Yuma when? When the Eged is done. According to Tais, it doesn't begin until Yontif comes. And there it's Meyushev, why the Tana said you took off the grapes, they took off the berries and Yontif. Because you did it according to Yontif, wouldn't be Dichui at all, be fine. Okay? So I want you to get this machlokes down. If you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, when does the ballpark begin? According to Rashi in Maseches Yuma, it begins when? According to Rashi in Maseches Yuma, when does it begin? Rashi by us. When is the beginning of your Lulav Tzarech Eged? When you do the Eged. Whereas according to the Marsha, Pshat and Tyson Yuma, it only begins when Yontif begins. And therefore, if you say like that Tysus, you understand we're talking about a Yontif, because you're mad then before Yontif, then everything is fine. Okay? Whereas according to Rashi, you could have said that they took off the Anavim and Erev Yontif after they what? After they were Agad Alulav. Right? You'd say that was the Machlokes. So why does the Tana say both in the Yedidin and Yontif? That's because why? You have to say they already did Eged. They already did Eged because it's also to do the Eged and Yontif Mishum Kaisher. That's what he wants to tie in. So please get this down. So Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. If you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, when does the ballpark begin to do what? To call Dichui. According to Rashi, it's from the time of the Eged. According to Tosis, from the time of Yontif beginning. And therefore, according to Tosis, well understood why you took the berries off on Yontif. Halach l'maisa. Because why? If it was taken off before Yontif, then there's no Dichui, because that's the critical point, not the time of Eged. If you hold like Rashi, theoretically, you could have said you took the berries off when? On Erev Yontif l'maisa, after you did the Eged. The reason why the Tana says the Machlokes even Yomtov is because that was talking about case you already ugged the Lulav, because it's also logged on Yomtov itself.
Perhaps
okay, so he did it. Lamaisa.
Perhaps a raya for Rashi can be.
Machlokes is when does the ballpark begin to have Dichui? Yeah. Is it only from the time you do the Eged of your Lulav Sargat, or is it from the time the Yomtov begins? Rashi says from the time the Eged. Tais says you need Yontif. And that's why, according to Tais, it's very easy. Why we're talking about taking off the berries in Yontif? Because if you took off the berries before Yontif, then it's fine. There's no kinds of Dichui at all. Because it was pre-prepared. If you hold like Rashi, though, you're bothered by, why did it give a case of what? If you hold like Rashi, why did it give a case that you did it on Yontif? You could also have Dichui after what? If it was done in Erev Yontif, but it was done after the Eged. That puts you in the realm of Dichui. The Tosfos that you and Adam keep asking me is Vayter in the Gemara. We didn't get up to that yet. This is this step in the Gemara. You guys are asking good. I'm proud of you. But that's Vayter in the Gemara. We didn't get up to that yet. I'm saying at this point in the Gemara already, Lomais, you can have this Machlokas. So why Taka, according to Rashi, did the Tana say the Machlokas are Emiyat and Biyantif?
No, it has to be for Rashi. Rashi has to be that. That's why the Gemara preempts that Havamina. You know,
but I'm just saying it has to be. Right, but I'm saying you already did the Egit already.
Yeah.
You already did the Egit already because it's also to do on Yantif. So I want you to get that. So even though you took off the berries on Yantif, but you did the Egit on Erev Yantif. Okay. And that creates the realm of what? Of Dichu to be a Machlaikis.
That
see, it's like a fake out. Because the simplest reading the Gemara, you think the Dichu is because something's happening on a Yontif. According to Rashi, the Dichu happened already here of an Erev Yontif after the Egid was done. You follow me? Because the berries were taken off what? On Yontif itself. But it was after the Egid was done. It was after the Egid was done. Okay. And the ballpark begins. What? What'd you say?
Like, according to Rashi, just because the ballpark started on black by
okay, we're assuming though in this on Omid Aleph we're talking about there are more berries than leaves. The berries are already black.
The Raya for okay. Rashi has to be that the reason why the Gemara then says if you hold Tzarich Eged that we're not Darshan from Sukkah because then it would be Tasav Lamina Asa would be the problem. Because if you hold Eged, you tie it Erev Yontif, then even if the berries fall off or you take them off, it's Tasav Lamina Asa and you're in trouble, right?
So you're right.
You have to say that therefore it's not
Lulav is Lolov Misukkah, exactly. Correct. But what I'm just pointing out to you is that according to Rashi, Dichui came about right after the Egid was done, even on Erev Yontif. Okay?
You were Machai to fix it then.
What'd you say?
And according to Rashi, you should have been,
Absolutely. Whereas according to Tosfos, Lomai, everything's happening on Yontif itself, that's where the Dichui came into play. Because even if you hold Lulav Tzarich Egid, Lomai, the Yontif is what causes the Dichui. Okay? Fine. That's a very important machlech. So let's
again, it's just a p'tor, not a hafka.
Yeah. So let's see what the Gemara says. Low, read the Gemara low. So now the Gemara says low, and then we got to get to this mahalak. But low, the Gemara says it's wrong. What's wrong?
Low, I'm reading yesh dichay etz mitzvah.
Period. You got to read it slow. Everyone does not hold a yesh dichay etz mitzvah. Fine. So if everyone doesn't hold yesh dichay etz mitzvah, then everyone should say what? Everyone should say it's kosher, right?
Yeah.
If everyone does not say Yesh Dichui Etz HaMitzvah, then everyone should say it's kosher. Why does anyone say it's possible? Go ahead.
Rahacha b'meileh f'luv mesukah k'mefel yi. Mar savor yafinan luv mesukah, umar savor lo yafinan luv mesukah.
So the Chum don't learn Atzadur, there's no din of what? Tassel and Asui. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says there is. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does the Taisa say? Rav Avad? What does Taisa say? Have a meilaf.
V'acham the meilaf lula b'sub kamefligi v'havim matzi lashmuina and pulvasayu be'lichtem beheter.
Now get this good, guys. Now at this point of Taisa, what does he say? It could have taught us the machlokes b'lichtem beheter kigon. Go ahead.
Kigon.
Me'erev yontif.
Yomtov la'achar she'egdan.
Ah, la'achar she'egdan. Why? It's erev yontif achar she'egdan. So I'm thinking to myself, what? And this is your point now, Adam and Avram. I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean? If you're holding like the mandamer that holds what? Yelef lulav misukah min zohod. Are we assuming lulav tzarech eged? Yes.
No, he said you can't.
What did he say? It's achar she'egdan. No, according to this mandamer.
Oh, then yeah.
Lo, it says lo, because the Gemara says melef lulav misukah. There's a din of tassel and rasi. Of course we're talking about a tzias. If you're talking about tassel and rasi, you're assuming lulav tzarech eged, right? That's obvious, right? I mean, I'm just bringing it out the nekuda. Because you got to think about it. You can't talk about lots of tassel and rasi unless you hold lulav tzarech eged. So you hold lulav tzarech eged, I'm thinking to myself, why did he say lichten beter? Kegomer of yontif? Lacha shogdan. But isn't that too late already? Shouldn't that cause a dichui? So you see, that's what I told you before. Holds that what? Tais Lashitasso holds you need Yontif, correct. Tais holds you need Yontif to create a Dichui. That's why he's bothered by it. Why didn't it say that? Go ahead. Vada Nakta Plutayo, go ahead.
Behad Nakta Plutayo, Belikdin, Beisir, Kagan, Beyomto, Lashmuina, Dafilu, Hachamim, Machshirin, the Ein Dichui.
Wow. They want to say, even when you do an Isir, the Chum hold that what? It's Machshirin. It's called Ein Dichui. I mean, even in a Veira that you're going to do, that doesn't Shafit as being rejected. Even if you have to do an Aveira, that's not called a Dichui. So this is the Tais in Yuma, Tais in Shitaso in Sukkah. You follow me? You got what I'm saying? That even though the what? Even though Lamaisi have to do an Aveira, we're still saying Ein Dichui. Everyone holds Ein Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs. Ah, you're doing an Aveira. Shouldn't that make it rejected? No. It's not called rejected. Yes?
How does it show that Tosfos holds that it's only once Yom Kippur starts?
Because I'm thinking to myself, Adam, if it's Lichten Beheter on Erev Yom Tov after you did a Aguda, so why doesn't that make it Dichui right away?
Isn't that what he's saying?
That should make it Dichui? That's what he's saying, Lamaisa. Shouldn't that be called what? Shouldn't that be called Dichui, right? Shouldn't that be called Dichui? He says it could teach that case. Shouldn't that be called Dichui? What is that saying?
He's saying by the fact that it didn't teach that case.
Well, he's saying it could. He's saying it could. That's why I'm saying to you that this
therefore
I'm saying to you, your point is, so I'm saying to you that this point of the Gemara, it's against what the Tysus and said in Yuma. This point of the Gemara is different. At this point in the Gemara, I told you that Tysus said that Yontif is what the, is even though Lulav Tzarach Hagen, Yontif is the point that causes the Dichui, right? At this point of the Gemara now, we see not that way. You see that what? You see that it could still be called Dichui even with what? Even with Eged. You still could prove this Machlokes with a Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs and Erev Yontif where you did it after Eged. So I'm saying, you guys kept asking me, isn't that Taisa Shita? This is Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is like Rashi at this point of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Kuliyam hold, everyone's Ein Duchei Etzel Mitzvahs. I made this whole Machlokes Rashi Taisa before we said Lo. You follow what I'm saying? At this point of the Gemara, Taisa is holding like the Rashi. It's Taisa Lishitos at different points in the Gemara. You follow me? That's what I'm saying. However, you follow what I'm saying? At this point in the Gemara, why does he say Lichten Beheter, Erev Yontav, Acher Shagad is a problem? Because Eged is the realm that begins the ballpark to say Dichui. And therefore I can prove Ein Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs. But we just got through saying that Tais said, no, Yontav, that's the previous stage in Gemara. When the Gemara says, Lo, we're arguing at that.
So Tosfos, before, when we had Machlokas, that was if Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged?
No, that was Lulav Tzarech Eged. That was Lulav Tzarech Eged. Within that mandamra, before we said Lo, that's what Taisus says in Yuma. I'm saying that what this Taisus by us, when the Gemara says Lo, is saying like the way we said Rashi by us. That once you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, Eged opens the ballpark. And even Erev Yontif, you could have a Din Dichui. The only reason why he mentions Yontif is to tell me that it's Ein Dichui, even if it was Usher to do something. You follow what I'm saying? There's your point is well taken, Lamais. I'm just saying that the Taisus, this little Taisus, like Rashi, at this point of what? This point of the Gemara.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because what does Taisus say?
Do we say Tosfos
holds that?
Tosfos Lishi Eged, the Dichui starts once Yontif starts.
No, but Taisus saying in this Taisus, no, it starts when?
No.
Starts after the Eged. Read what he says.
No, that's all
read
he says. It's Heter. It's
no, read the Taisus again. Start the Taisus again. V'hacha.
V'hacha, v'melech lulav misoka, come after the Gemara.
V'have matzulash muina, which means what? The Gemara could have said.
Could have said that the plugasai, the machokas, was belikten beheter.
Ah, kigon.
Beheter, which is kigon me'arab yomtiv la'achar she'egdim.
Period. And that would be the machokas dichui and dichui. How could there be dichui? It's not yomtiv. So you see that Tosfos holds after the egg, like we said in Rashi, the ballpark begins. The Tosin Yuma that we said was at the previous line of the Gemara that said you need Yontif. Our Tosin is saying like the Rashi. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. So why did it present in a big case by Avraham Lichten to tell me it's not called Dichui even when you do an Aveira? I would think if after doing an Aveira it should be called Ein Dichui. That's the Chiddush. Okay? You got it?
No, I'm not getting that. What does Tosin say in Yuma though?
Tosin says in Yuma that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, it doesn't make a difference. The ballpark doesn't be until Yontif begins. That was Taisa Shita in Yuma. That's against what we're saying now. That's why the Machlokas earlier in the Gemara was a case of Onavim B'Yomtif. Why? Because Yontif is critical.
So now this, at this point in the Gemara,
this Taisus argues on the Taisa in Yuma. Bottom line. You don't forget about points of the Gemara. It doesn't make a difference. This Taisus is like Rashi. Our Tais like the Rashi, it's against Tais and Yuma. Because Tais and Yuma says, you know why this case over Lichtim Yontif? Because otherwise it wouldn't be Dichui until you have Yontif. There's no concept of Lulu Tzarech Eged that you can have Dichui brought up before Yontif begins. Our Rashi and our Tais defy that. You got me? Our Rashi and our Tais defy that. I was just pointing out a different stage of the Gemara, I didn't want you to get confused with it. Because the Gemara is saying, lo, everyone holds ein dichetza mitzvahs. You follow me? Beforehand, that was goof of the machloikis. Now we're saying that's not the machloikis. But Tosfos is pointing out, though, you could have said the machloikis is lichten beheter, and lomaisa, the case is what? Kagomer of yontav lachash agdam.
How do you know that now in the Tosfos, he's not saying that, he's saying that it's not a dichoy checks in, it's that you, right, the case we're dealing with the Gemara is that, like, tachlis, you ended up taking off the bar, you took off the
right, but what is the Gemara
on yontif, right?
Well, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says lo, no, the kuliyama lo amrin in eish dichoy etzamitzis, meaning that what? So, no one says eish dichoy etzamitzis, no one. But in order to say that, you have to register something called dichoy. So how do you register something called dichoy? So Tosfos says, I could have given you an easier case. That easier case would have been what? Would have been Avrav Lichten when an Erev Yontif, after you did Aguda. After you did Agud. And the question is whether there's a din of what? Do you learn Lula from Sukkah or not? And what would be the din you would learn? Whether there's a din of Tasav Lomid Asui. Right? Whether there's Allah.
Yeah, exactly.
But why is there no Dichui though? Why would that prove Ein Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs?
Because you're not, because it's...
Because Eged began the ballpark. That's what I'm saying. Because you have to be able to be in the ballpark to prove Ein Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs. Keep remembering that. And that's exactly why this Tosfos goes in line with the Rashi by us, which is against that Tosfos Yuma. Okay? And that's why Tosfos Yuma says, don't give me the business, could have said Erev Yontif. Could not have said Erev Yontif. He had to say Yontif. See, Tosfos has no problem in saying could have said Erev Yontif. Rashi, we said a different answer because you want to do the Eged on Yontif. Okay? So we said that what? We said you did, you're a Miatan on Yontif, but what's the din? But it's also lagda on Yontif. It's also lagda. You did the Eged on Erev Yontif. So I'm saying Rashi and Taisibas are consistent. They're like one another against that Taisin Yuma. But what I'm saying is after the law, when everyone holds Eid Dichitzmas, before the law, that was the Machloks, whether you say it or not. Do you say it or not? Okay, everyone got that? Okay, you got that, Clor? Okay, good. Now this leads us to the following. I want to start this at least, okay? We'll continue it tomorrow. I want to start it. That's correct, right? It's a little bit slow. It's 5 minutes slow. No? 5 minutes slow. Okay, let's get this. I want you to get this. Look at the Rashi. Please read the Rashi for me, Matthew. The Lulu Bisukah Lo Yolif, towards the bottom of the Yomid. You got it?
Yeah.
Please look at that Rashi, guys, very closely. Because I'm going to tell you to underline something 100 times. The Lulu of Misukah Lo Yolif. Go ahead.
The Lulu of Misukah Lo Yolif. Helkach Mehashta Leka Lemifsele Ela Mishum Dichoy.
Oh.
The cave on Sha'agdu.
Because why? We don't learn Tassel when I see the Lulav. So the only reason why it's possible is because of Dichoy. Go ahead.
The cave on Sha'agdu, the Possel of Nikra Lavshem Lavshem Mitzvah, Bishas Dichoy Nidchelol.
Excellent. The Eged ball opens up the ballpark. Go ahead. Even though it was dichoy meikara, because you might have said what? Maybe you might have said that the best raya, the best registration of nidcha is when what? When it's near of nidcha. Remember we said that. That might be a better type of registration. But he says, you know what? Even though it's not near of nidcha. Even though it's dichui mikara, I hold ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. Go ahead. The stoma, you did it after you did it. You put the berries off after you did the egg. Go ahead. Because on yontov you're not going to tie it together. Oh, and if you hold Ein Tzarech Egin, then you have to mention what?
Yom Tov Mishum De'ilah. Because if you don't, the Kodesh Hayom Akasi Lo Chal Ezman Mitzvah Lo Shem Mitzvah Mekra.
Right, you got to be in the realm for Dichui to register. So the only way you can get Dichui to start getting going before Yom Tov is if you hold Lulav Tzarech Egin.
Yeah.
That's Rashi's saying. Otherwise, if you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Egin, the only way you can get the realm of Dichui is when? Is on Yom Tov itself. And what does Rashi say? Kiddush Hayom. Underline that phrase 100 times. Kiddush Hayom, he says. Now, Kiddush Hayom means, guys, please get it down. Kiddush Hayom means night. Now, last time I checked, the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chof, the only time you yotze the lulav is in the daytime. You are not yotze at all, none whatsoever, if you shake at night. So why on earth, the Bir Halacha asks, why on earth does the realm of Dichui depend on Lila? You should wait till the morning. If you have a dog that would eat all the berries, and by the morning, it would eat it at night, and by the morning there's more leaves and berries, it should be fine. What on earth is Rashi saying? This is a Peledik of Rashi. So Rav Shechta has in his Sefer a beautiful Mahalik, which I want to start now. How is it Shayach Lamaisa?
Which one of
it's in Simin Yud. Simin Yud.
Which Sefer?
In Eretz Tzvi. Eretz HaTzvi. So Lamaisa, we say that Dichui Mi'ikara, and we'll get to that in the Maskanas of Gemara, bless you, Lamaisa. Some say Dichui Mi'ikara is ain't Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs, but the Bir Halacha says you should be Machmer. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is very Mekel, that ain't Dichui Etzel Mitzvahs, but there's Yesh Lahachmer. But the Kash is, what on earth is Rashi talking about? The Bir Halacha and Simin Tov Kuv Pei Vav asked the Kasha. The Zman Mitzvah starts when? When is the Zman Mitzvah? In the morning. So I don't care, Lamaisa. Why does Rashi say, if you hold Lulavain Sarach Eged, when is the realm, when is the ballpark begin to Dichui at night? What do you mean it begins at night? Can't shake the Lulav till the morning. Ah. So this brings us to the following. So Rav Shechta wanted to be Mechadesh, and we have to prove this, Mahalach, that there's two tracks. There's something called Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah, there's something called Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah, and there's something called Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. These are two tracks you must know. I mean, the ballpark for Lulav begins at night, but I can't get points at Shemayim from Hashem unless I shake it in the morning. These are two distinct tracks. And for the purposes of Dichui, I look at the Zman Chiyuv, not at the Zman Kiyum. And the Zman Chiyuv begins at night. Since the Zman Chiyuv begins at night, the din of Dichui is such that, halacha lemaisa, that if it's not ready at night, you're in trouble. You got that? It's like a very conceptual concept. Zman Chiyuv means you are in the stadium of Lulav at night, but you won't get points in Shemayim. It's a lot like we said before, Pesach, about Sviras Omer. Remember we said this is Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah, when you shake it at night, when you count at night, what do you accomplish by counting in the daytime? I want you to listen to that share on the computer. I think it was the day you were gone, when you went. What do you accomplish by counting the daytime without a bracha? You missed it too. I want you to listen. We had a whole mile from the Rav. What was it? It's a Maisa Sfira. Remember, you keep the continuity, you have the link, but you don't get points in Shemayim. The same thing here. Lulav at night, of course you don't get any points in Shemayim. There's no Kiyum, but there's a Zman Chiyuv. And for purposes of Dichui, what do you look at? You look at the Zman Chiyuv. You don't look at the Zman. That's what Rashi writes, Kiddush Hayom. The word Yom literally means day, but it means halachic, and Kiddush Hayom means when? Night. Kiddush Hayom when Shabbos begins, when Yom Tov begins. That's what it means, Kiddush Hayom. Are you getting this, Avram?
Yeah.
You got this? The Meila, the Rav said like this. There's a famous Kasha. What's the famous Kasha all the Rishonim are bothered by? They're like 11 Terutzim in this Kasha. Why is a mother putter from circumcising her son? It says, Oso v'lo oso. Frektisis, what do you need that a drusha for? Why do you got to dig up a drusha? It's a mitzvah sesheshim is man grama.
Maybe after the eighth day.
Okay. It's famous Kasha.
Oh,
it's like 11 Terutzim. So the Rav gave his own answer. I want you to get this. You know what he said? He said, the din of Ein Mitzvah, Ein Malin B'yom, that the Milik Yudon B'yom is only for which track? The Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. But the Zman Chiyuv begins when? The night of the eighth day as well. So it's not a Mitzvah Sesh Yeshib Zman Groma. Mitzvah Sesh Yeshib Zman Groma, you don't look at the Zman Kiyum, you look at the Zman Chiyuv. I understand what you say. No, that Tysus gives an answer because from 0 to 8 it's a blank. Like Reb Chaim said, it's not a shame oral till the day 8. You're not a shame oral. You're not a shame oral. There's no mitzvah of mila. It's like a surgery. There's no shame oral till the day 8. Before it's like a surgery. It's not a halachic mila. That's why we said Avram Avinu fell on his face because there was no oral. Why? There was no oral. It's disgusting to Hashem. So until before he was speaking to Hashem, it was fine. But once he spoke to Hashem and Hashem commanded him to do the Mila and he didn't do it, he was an Arl. It was disgusting. Because the Shem Arl flows from a Chiv Mila. Until day 8, there's no Chiv Mila.
I think Rebbe said that to us in the beginning of the year.
It could be, okay. But I'm saying a different terence now with the Rav. The Rav's terence is that for the purposes of this din, you look at what? You look at the Zman Chiyuv.
So if you get a bris meal before day eight, it's Makiv. You have to get it.
You need a Tavis Dan bris. Yes, that's what we pass in the Ramah. That's correct. Actually, it's a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah says Tokshmoni, you don't. Lila, you need. The Shach says he's wrong. We pass like the Shach. Bain Tokshmoni, Mech Lila. Please get this down. Now, I want you to get an example of this because we'll finish it up tomorrow. Okay? In the beginning of the Shiva, we got a lot to do. I want you to get this down. The Yushalmi says, and I want you to do that Gemara and Brachas, but the Yushalmi says, I'll give it to you. What happens if a cotton is an RO? Is a Kohen. Tok Shmona. Can you anoint the skin with oil or not? Dani. Can a Kohen eat Truma? Yes. Can a Kohen oral eat Truma? No. It's a Mishnah Yavamas. What about a baby? Can you anoint the skin with olive oil of Truma before day eight? Yes or no? Seek is kishtia. Anointing is like drinking. Gemara needed daf lamed gimel. Want you to get this down to the very end. Please get this, Matthew. What's the shaila? Tok shmona the Yushalmi says in the 19th parak of Shabbos, parak yotesalocha hey, that tok shmona is mutter, no problem. Yeah, the Bavli has a suffix. The Bavli and Ayin Aleph and Aleph and Yavamah says a shaila is a suffix. Yushalmi says it's mutter, but what's usher? What's usher, Matthew? Get this down, Lel Shmini is usher. Why is Lel Shmini usher? You can't do the Milan Lel Shmini, but the ballpark begins on the eighth day. There's a shame Arul that begins Lila, and that's why the Gemara says in Zvachim that Lila is not Mechusar's man. A Mechusar's man cannot go into the pen. You know, you count out 10 behemoths. The 10th one has to be Meiser behema, but you only count them out on their 8th day. 8 days old, because before 8 days old, you can't put a behemoth as a korban. What else? Can you bring him in the 9th or the 8th day? Can he go in the pen? Yes. Why can he go in the... Even though it's Mechusar's man, Lila is not Mechusar's man. Why not? Because the realm of the 8th day begins at night. You can bring him in. Halach l'maisa. So you see there's a shame oral that begins. So Memela, that's what our Rashi is saying, which will build up tomorrow more. Rashi says, Beferish, that what? That for our topic of Dichui... What is dichui? What does dichui mean? Rejection only has a chalais when the ballpark begins. When does the ballpark begin for lulav? At lila. Doesn't begin when? So what did Rashi mean earlier when he said eged then? That's why we say we got it right. Rashi on the top of the umbud. What did Rashi say when he said, Misha eged? No, isn't that difficult? What does Rashi mean when he said, Misha nega? Dibra maska what? Vosa sheni. She's been shenichnas yontif, right? It could be called dachui, even if it's not nega. What's the answer? So since on yontif, it's also to do what eged because of kosher. The stomach you do the eged when on erev yontif. So when the day comes up on yontif, it's after shenega. That's what Rashi means. Mishenega. This is what the Aruch Nir says. What happens if the day comes up on kodem yontif? It's not called dichui. Dichui is only on something that's a shem mitzvah. So Lamai said, this is a pshat that we could suggest in Rashi. When Rashi says, Mishinegad, what does he mean to say? He doesn't mean that it's not negad, it's not called dichui. Yontif is the critical time. It just means that Yontif is also to do eged. So Mestomi did the eged area of Yontif. And therefore, also tomorrow on Yontif, it's achar what? It's achar shenegad. Don't take Rashi earlier to say that negad is the point of the ballpark begins. The point of when the ballpark begins is the bottom Rashi, when Yontif begins at night. And even though it's a Zman Chiv, the Zman Chiv is the track for Dichui, not Zman Kiyum Mitzvah. He just said Mishenegad because Mistome, Lamaisa, Mistome was what? You did the Egen on Erev Yontif because you want to be Machal Yontif. So when it comes out, Lamaisa, the tomorrow came about after it was Negad. Yes, Afra. Kisu Adam, Yichud, and Bayro by Matzah, according to the Ran. We also had an Orla. According to the Rambam, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's a Siag L'Kishuv. That's the Chiddush. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with this Mahalik. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we keep working. So